USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead after a helicopter crashed into the rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper Monday afternoon. At a news conference, New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro said the fire caused by the crash has been extinguished.
The fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated. And right now, the building is safe.
At that same news conference, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the crash does not appear to be terrorism. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is praising a deal between the United States and Mexico averting tariffs that were set to go into effect today.
The entire team from the Mexican government that came up, they came up because the president had raised the specter of 5% tariffs on their products. It's what prompted this series of conversations that took on a level of seriousness.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z home buyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
The headlines Friday were that the May government jobs report was weak, but as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains, that doesn't tell the whole story.
U.S. employers hiring the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged, evidence that the job market remains solid. The Labor Department's Monday report showing businesses filled 5.9 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than in March, and the most since records began in December 2000. On Friday, the government said employers added a weak 75,000 jobs in May after 224,000 were added in April. But those monthly figures are net totals, while the 5.9 million is a total count of all hiring.
The legal age to smoke in Texas is being raised to 21. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill Friday, making it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to buy or use any tobacco products, including e-cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The sheriff's office in Genesee County, Michigan, says they've arrested and charged 22 people with crimes related to soliciting sex with underage children. Sheriff Robert Pickles says the Genesee Human Oppression Strike Team, or GHOST as it's called, is serious about cracking down on abuse.
And I have a warning to the pedophiles. The next time you look into your computer and you don't think anybody is watching, look again, because you may see my face at the other end of the computer. And GHOST, the sheriff's GHOST, will be right behind me, and it'll be the worst nightmare you've ever had. They'll track you down.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
Point me in the direction of any animal who needs my help, and stand back!
The Secret Life of Pets 2, featuring the voices of Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, and Tiffany Haddish. It's tops at the box office with $47 million, coming in at number 2, Dark Phoenix at $33 million. Disney's remake of Aladdin coming in at number 3 with $24 million. Godzilla, King of Monsters at number 4 with $15 million. And the movie about Elton John, Rocket Man, is at number 5 with $14 million. The horror movie, simply called Ma, comes in at number 6 at $7 million.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.